a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte here. And as always, every single Saturday, we're talking BYU football. Counting down the days till BYU opens up fall camp on August 5th. And we're joined now by two men here at the same time. Looking forward to this. It'll be a lot of fun. BYU center James Empey and BYU tight end Isaac Rex, two, I think, freshman All-Americans. Both of you guys can lay claim that you've been All-Americans at some point in your BYU career. Well, that's pretty impressive, James.
Yeah, how about that, huh? How about James, Isaac last year?
James likes that a lot, but I'm not focused on my freshman season. But James always likes to tell me about the glory days. And, back in 2012, right?
2009. Okay, yeah. It was a while ago. I don't expect you to remember. You're probably watching on TV from the couch.
He always likes it. I was in a cradle.
So Isaac, let me start off with you. What from last season, the offense, the success that transpired, what can be pulled from that year that carries over into this season despite some of maybe the new faces, say, at a quarterback?
Well, yeah, I feel like we just have a lot of returning guys also. We lost a good amount of guys, but we have a lot of returning guys in its own right. So we've all had a great spring together. We all got better as a team, and honestly, we're excited to carry on what we did last year. I feel like we played really well last year, but I feel like we can even rise up to our competition this year and keep this thing going. So it was a tough situation losing some guys last year, but we have so much talent on this team, and I feel like we'll be definitely prepared for this season.
James, the offensive line was a critical piece to the offensive success last year, and some guys have moved on to the NFL. Some guys have returned as well. What would you say to Cougar fans about this current offensive line group and the heights that you guys can get to?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's no secret. It's hard to replace guys like, you know, Tree and Channon and Brady for sure. I mean, they're, you know, on NFL rosters right now trying to make teams for a reason because they were really good and solid for us last year in terms of who we have, you know, in the pipeline and the guys that are going to fill those spots. I feel confident in the guys that'll step in and play because most of them have already had some game time and have shown that they can, you know, handle it. And so just excited to see what we can put together and excited to see how, you know, our guys can compete this fall and step up to the plate.
Are you viewing this year, James, as your senior year? I know Isaac earlier was saying you've been here since, what, 2005 or something? No, but are you looking at this year as your senior year?
Yeah, I mean, well, when you throw in a COVID year, yeah. You know, it makes everything kind of confusing, I guess, for yeah. everybody. So, to me, it feels like my senior year. I guess I'll only know that when, you know, sure. this year's over. But I'm for sure doing my best to, you know, be the best I can be and make the most of this season for sure.
And Isaac, you come into this year where you could still technically be a freshman, and yet you're coming off a year where you tied Kyle Pitts for touchdown grabs with 12 a season ago. Where do you feel like you've grown in your game since the day you arrived at BYU back in, what, 2019?
Yeah, I've definitely grown a ton since I came off a mission in 2019. I went from just going on scout team, and honestly, I feel like scout team was probably one of the best things for me. I was able to play against some great competition every single day, like Zane, like Isaiah Kafusi, like Keenan Peely, and all those good D linemen that from back in the day, and they made me so much better. And then when I got, when I was kind of forced in a weird spot to play because Matt was the guy, and he was going to kill it. Last season, I feel so bad that he had to go down with an injury, but I just didn't want to be like the weak point on the team. You know, I had to come and try to just play the best of my abilities. So this year is going to be different because I know I'm going to, you know, be playing, and I'm going to be out there. So it's going to be good that I have another year of experience, I've had a year of experience. So I've just felt like I've improved so much over since I first gotten here, but I can improve even more.
Isaac, you mentioned those circumstances that led to you having such an outstanding season last year, maybe kind of flew under the radar a little bit towards the end of the year. You had, I think, become a household name, but now you're going into a year where when you look at that BYU offense, you're one of the first names that comes up in terms of, we got to take things away. We got to take Isaac Rex away. During an off season in the spring football and a summer and getting for fall camp, how do you prepare for that added intensity is not the right word, but added spotlight when defenses look at this BYU offense?
Yeah, the great thing about our offense is we have so many weapons we have running backs, we have receivers, we have tight ends, we have quarterbacks. It's going to be hard to just focus on one skill position. It's going to be hard to just lock in on one guy. We are a full-on offense. We're a full-on team, and so I'm so grateful that my teammates are so talented that, because they're going to have to try to stop Gunner. They're going to try to stop Tyler, the Nakuas, Neil, you know, Lopini. It's like, how are you going to stop all those guys too? It's going to be a tough thing for those defenses against us. So I'm so grateful for them, and I feel bad for some defenses because it's going to be tough to try to game plan against so many different packages we can run and just how good we can be. So, but we still have to just can't get complacent. We can't rely on last year. Last year is in the past. We're not focused on that anymore. We're focused on this schedule coming up, and we're going to be the best to have the best year possible.
James, Coach Daryl Funk took a break out of his afternoon walks around the stadium to catch up with us earlier in spring and told us that you gave him like a long list of things that you want to improve. And he was kind of taken aback, he told us, because he thought, man, this guy's the All-American on my offensive line, and he shouldn't be looking to improve. But it sounds like, you know, you still feel like there's areas in your game that you want to get better. What would those be?
You know, without drawing out the list for you like I did for Coach Funk, I'll save you the time. But, I mean, if you're not looking at your game, and this probably goes out to some of the younger athletes as well in high school and stuff, if you're not looking at every aspect of your game and trying to get better, you're doing yourself a disservice. You know what I mean? You're never perfect. There's always something else that you can do and get better at, and there's always more work that you can put into – you know, be the player you want to be. And so, you know, I look at, you know, my season last year and I see, you know, my shortcomings. It's kind of how I was raised too, to be able to critique myself and you know, really want to have, you know, a good output in the game, really want to reach my potential. And so with that and with the goals and, you know, dreams that I have and a lot of us have, as, you know, a lot of the guys on the team have, I think we all look at our game and look for ways that we can improve and get better, and so that we can, you know, have the best season we can have this fall.
Last couple of moments here with James Empey and Isaac Rex. You guys are both wearing Built for Life polos. You know, Kalani and Tom Holmoe created a program where, when the time comes, the NCAA, you know, will allow name, image, likeness. You guys could, you know, profit off that. Does that even, you know, register a thought for you guys? Like, because, I mean, you guys know BYU, and you guys have grown up in it. You're part of BYU families where your dad's played here and been part of this program. You know that the fan base is passionate, and there's opportunities there for your personal brands to grow. Has name, image, likeness ever crossed your mind now that this is a thing with Built for Life when it does come into effect? We'll start with you, Isaac.
It's a great opportunity, and it's something that breaks apart from other schools. I don't think many other schools has a program set up for student athletes to possibly make extra money or start a nonprofit in whatever field they want. And so Kalani and Tom, they did a great job, really a great job of setting this up for the whole team and for all the student athletes and focusing on that. But honestly, like, the best way to get money is to ball out, I think. So,
like, hey, that $22 million from Zach Wilson, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure even if this thing was out, I'm sure Zach would still want to go to the league, you know. I don't know if he'd make 32 from name, image, and likeness, but like, for me personally, I'm more focused on my game instead of like, sure, what I'm posting on social media, even though I like posting on Instagram and having fun with that. Like, it's another great opportunity for what sets apart BYU. But for me personally, like, I just want to focus on playing the game, working hard, doing what's right, so I can make even more money down the road, you know. It's, my dad always says, like, don't count your pennies, like, or some, I don't know, he said some phrase like that, but
it resonated, didn't it?
It resonated.
Slapped a little different.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot the phrase, but I mean, I'm just like more focused on playing my game than social media, you know, or making money. Right.
What
now,
about so. For you, James?
Yeah, I'd probably agree with Isaac. I think there's a time and a place for everything, and you know, the rules aren't even out yet, so who even knows what you can do or can't do. But what I do really appreciate is the, you know, athletic department, and especially Kalani and, you know, everybody involved with the Built for Life, is that they're, you know, trying their best to take care of us, and they've done that since, you know, since when I was back here, you know, however many years ago when I
99
started, back when Isaac was in diapers.
Back in the Stone Age.
But they've always taken care of us. That's always been a huge focus. And you know, with all this coming out, I appreciate that they've, you know, been on top of it and are trying to do their best to continue to take care of us. So if, you know, if that says anything about our staff, you know, it's that they love us and care for us and want us to be a lot more successful, not just on the football field. So
Isaac Rex, James Empey. Last thing, James, when we talked with Coach Funk, he was asking for some places to eat. Now, we've seen some pictures of the offensive line group going out. Where does he have a favorite place yet that he's taking you guys to eat?
Well, the other day he took us to Bam Bam's, and, you know, Bam Bam's is always good. If you haven't tried out Bam Bam's, that's great. Cam is the man.
Yep.
But there's a whole bunch of places to eat in Provo that are pretty good. My wife and I, we just like to go try new places, so, you know.
What have you tried recently?
Have you ever had Fat Daddy's Pizza?
Yes. Dang good.
It's good.
That's great. You know, now that I'm on the spot, I'm going to stop remembering places. Have you ever been to Joe's Cafe?
Joe's, their pancakes. I don't know if you ever had the mini ones. Man, dang good.
Joe's Cafe
crazy.
Joe's
Cafe is legit.
There's a bunch of places. Take your pick.
Nice. Well, good stuff. We got to make some of those picks here soon. Yeah. We appreciate you guys picking us in this spot to do an interview and spend some time. And good luck this season, guys, and wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.
James Empey and Isaac Rex here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.